This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Colorado and New Mexico have both extended their statewide stay-at-home orders, and as Four Corners residents are asked to continue to stay put, questions about our own stress and well-being are coming up, including from those who are without regular access to mental health support. Shelley Millsap joins me now with some guidance on what you can do at home to help. She's the Behavioral Health Manager at Access Health System. And good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. Nice to visit with you.
I'm hearing from friends and other people that I know about their feelings of anxiety and uncertainty have grown during this time. Is this a typical response for a situation like the one we're in?
Yes, I would say so. Everyone reacts to stress in different ways. So any response that you have is normal and expected. And it can range from being overwhelmed, creating doubt, causing fear, increasing sensitivity. All those are normal reactions to a high level of stress.
I've also read advice from, you know, different health services about the importance of disconnecting from the news. I saw that Access suggested doing this about an hour before bed, which is something that I even do myself as a news person. So it sounds like there's a capacity to stay informed before it becomes its own stressor. Is that right?
Correct. We recommend decompressing from all electronics at least an hour before bed, and that especially is true during such a heightened level of stressful times for us right now. Taking a break from all of the bombardment of information, while that is helpful to stay informed, taking a break from that bombardment is a good thing for your health.
Another important part about taking a break and making time to care for yourself, as you said, is going out for a walk and exercising, which is still encouraged under stay-at-home orders. Are there other activities that you would suggest to help people unwind and think about other things while they're at home?
Well, definitely. You know, everybody's different, and what works for one person may not work for the other. Personally, for me, I love to cook, and so that is a great way for me to decompress and think about other things in a mindful manner. Options would be to meditate, work out, do some cleaning. I know it's springtime, so springtime cleaning is just right here, ready for us to make happen. Watching movies with your family and loved ones is another one. And I also think that coloring, drawing, spending some time in the sunlight just alone is also helpful.
I'm glad that you brought up cooking because I've been trying to improve my cooking while I'm spending more time at home. And while I'm not great at it yet, I've been enjoying placing my time and energy into improving something like cooking. Is this a good time for people to take up new skills or hobbies?
I think so. You know, there's so many things that we can do one-on-one or, you know, with our family group around learning new things together. It's definitely energy well spent and takes your mind off of what is surrounding us. You know, I like to think of it as a little mental vacation. And it's okay to do that. And because you know what, the everything else going on in the world right now will still be there. It's okay to take a break and make some time for yourselves and your loved ones. And however that needs to look, whether it is the folks that you live with or you reach out virtually through various platforms with social media and such, that's all good things to do to occupy your mind and your body and your soul.
Before we go, as I mentioned earlier, not everyone has access to a professional like a therapist to work out with one-on-one at this time. Are there any questions or maybe scenarios that we can ask ourselves to better understand what we're feeling?
I think what would be helpful is to remember that stress and the worries that you're feeling in this moment will not be forever. I think what's hard for the human nature and spirit is that we like a beginning, middle, and end, and we don't really have that clearly defined for us right now. However, we do know that this heightened level of stress is not permanent. So remembering to take some slow breaths, asking yourself, what is it you need right here, right now? And then make sure you bring happiness to yourself in answering that question.
Shelley Millsap is the Behavioral Health Manager at Access Health System. Access also has a page of resources like podcasts, videos, and hotlines, including information for kids on mental health. I'll have that linked on our website at ksjd.org. And thanks for your time, Shelley, and I hope you're staying well.
Thank you so much. Remember, our crisis line is still available 24/7 as well at 970-247-5245.